This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Marshall Terry. Coronavirus not only has people around the world worried, but also businesses, including some here in the Charlotte area. Companies like Lowe's and Honeywell get some of their products and materials from China, where the virus has led to the deaths of about 2,000 people and caused major disruptions. For more on this and other business news, we're joined now by Tony Macia of the Charlotte Ledger Business Newsletter for our segment, BizWorthy. Tony, you reached out to Lowe's and Honeywell, also to BMW, which has a plant near Greenville, South Carolina. What effects are they seeing from coronavirus?
Well, Marshall, they're saying that it's still a little bit early to tell, that they say they're monitoring the situation over there. The problem really has to do with, you know, the factories in China. A lot of them haven't been able to reopen, and the ones that are reopening, they're not fully staffed because there are a lot of migrant workers that are quarantined or there are travel restrictions. And you might just say, well, this is all stuff that's going on in China. You know, how does that really affect me? Why does it matter here? And the truth of the matter is that a lot of businesses in the Carolinas are intertwined with China, that they get supplies from China for their factories. It's been obviously a big place to source all kinds of materials. I did talk to the head of the Carolinas Chinese Chamber of Commerce that works with companies in the Carolinas, encouraging trade with China. And he said the people he talks to are pretty worried. They're getting a little bit nervous about some of the effects on their businesses. I mean, you think of a whole wide range of things from, you know, that come from China, construction materials, tool parts, consumer goods, compounds used for pharmaceuticals. I mean, there's all sorts of things that we don't really think of in our daily life, but that, you know, that wind up being in products that we want to buy. So I think, you know, we're going to see some effects, they say, you know, maybe in the next few weeks.
And what sorts of effects could this have on consumers?
Well, I think some of the people I talked with, Marshall, said that you might start seeing some empty store shelves. There are a number of consumer products that come primarily from China. Talked to an economist at UNC Charlotte, said, you know, things like toaster ovens and coffee makers, things like that, are a lot of those are made in China. And then, you know, again, some of these industrial products really could sort of ripple through the economy here, you know, drive up prices potentially of construction and of other goods that consumers buy.
Speaking of construction, there are some big plans for Charlotte's university area. You report that developers have announced 4 million square feet of office space projects, which would nearly double the existing amount of office space in that part of town. On this segment, we often talk about booming parts of town, but the university area has not been one of them. So what's driving this?
Yeah, really a number of things. I mean, you're right. I mean, I think a lot of the focus in development in Charlotte is centered on Uptown, South End, other parts of town, the university area that, you know, you don't really hear about it a whole lot. But in the last year, there have been a number of developments announced that include an office component. A lot of that is being driven by the light rail line that was extended a couple years ago up toward the university. The land is also less expensive up in the university area. And so companies are sort of gravitating toward that. Land's gotten very expensive in some of these, you know, hotter areas of town. So I think companies gravitate towards, you know, where it's less expensive. And, there are a lot of people who live in the university area. So it kind of makes sense.
SD Holdings, a Matthews company that operates several Sonic drive-ins and Mod Pizzas, has filed for bankruptcy. Now, this is surprising because the company actually appeared to be growing, and we've seen a similar situation with Earth Fare, the Asheville-based grocery chain that also recently announced that it's filed for bankruptcy. So is this a trend among companies that appear to be growing?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, traditionally, Marshall, we think of bankruptcy as, you know, oh, these companies that have been failing over a long period of time and their revenues are declining and they sort of finally succumb and file for bankruptcy protection. And that certainly happens. But the other thing you sometimes see is these examples that you mentioned, Earth Fare, you know, SD Holdings franchisee, that owns some restaurants, where they grow and they take on a lot of debt. And then if something happens to their business, they don't quite hit their numbers, all of a sudden they have all these debt payments and they can't make them. And so, you know, sometimes growing fast and taking on a lot of debt can be just as dangerous as going the opposite direction. So I think you will see more of that. I mean, you've seen just this week, you know, additional bankruptcies. So Pier 1 filed for bankruptcy earlier this week. It's closing a store in Gastonia. So, I mean, I think you're going to continue to see bankruptcies throughout this year. Some are particular to those industries. Retail's having a hard time. There's some other industries that are falling on hard times. But I think it's something definitely to keep an eye on.
All right, Tony, thank you.
Thanks, Marshall.
That's Tony Macia of the Charlotte Ledger Business Newsletter. You're listening to WFAE's Morning Edition.